to Dine HaSeder, maybe just one or two Sofas on things we discussed in the Shabbos HaGadol and other halachos which we get to Pesach. Ashens, people with Moira, their face masks that people wear throughout the year. And people have it together with chometz. You eat chometz and you put the face mask straight on you afterwards, and then it comes to Pesach without realizing this easy chashash of chometz. Have chometz on your mouth on the face mask. Either person should change it or get it washed before Pesach. Secondly, the hand sanitizer, which people wanted to know whether it's mutter, whether it's chashash of chometz involved or not. Mavara, the Haredis and Eretz Yisrael and the other Echsherim say there's no chashash of chometz. Eshnus, the alcohol, is a very minimum chashash of chometz to start off with, and if it is, it's made in a roll of achila, and therefore if a person can buy the sanitizers without any problems. When you get out to the manim, which we mentioned yesterday in the Shabbos HaGadol, maybe they come across clear enough that Avada, the Maseira in Klal Yisrael, isn't just the Maseira that we go when we get the first Zman of Achilles Chometz. I said it's not Klal where it comes from. It's true it's not Klal where it comes from, but the Chaznish and the Ruskarov and the Mechzalos and the Tshuva, they all say that when we get the first Zman of Achilles Chometz, we go Basa, the Minigiz, and we go to Basa, the Mogen Avron. Even though we got the Kishma, and somebody asked the Chaznish that Ligabe Krishma, which is a deraisa, you yourself hold that the Iki is your Basa, the Gon's man, which is the second man, when it comes to Achilles Chometz, are you more makbid? And he said, it's a chashash of Chometz, and it's once off in the year, and therefore Mamela, he, in his manim, which he wrote for Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, and other things, the Chaznish held that Lachatilah man should try to make the Sof Zaman Achilles Chometz for the earlier Zaman. I have to be careful because I know other luchas did print officially the second Zaman, and therefore to go to between the lines, to be careful not to criticize those that did do it that way around. Avada, the Maseira in Klal Yisrael, is that when it comes to Achilles Chometz on Erev Pesach, one does go for the first Zaman. And if I said if a person's hard up and he's allowed to do for the second Zaman, that means a person's hard up and Lefi the Matzev, that isn't it's not that I call a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it's not that it has to be that way around. Avada dan Hoga in Klal Yisrael, which is accepted internationally, is that when it comes to Sof Zaman Achilles Chometz, for whatever the reason is, one tries to do Lechatchila for the Mogen Avraham Zman.
If a person can only do the second Siddur Rayin on the Mogen Avraham, what better?
A Shver Achra. It's a Shver Achra. In the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the second Siddur. Mogen Avraham says the second Siddur. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you should have a Vos of Dogim in the afternoon. Svara says it's better to have a second Suda after Sof Zaman Achilles Chometz of the goal of the Mogen Avraham and to have it then. As if the Svara of the whole year around, Mikel, it's a Choka, Choka. But Shvet to say an official hero that way around when it's a Chokas and a Choka, Gab a Choka, whenever it comes to Pesach. And the Chaznish wrote that in the Zmanim to do the earlier Zman. And it's Ongudum to make the earlier Zman. It's a Shvet Zach. Whatever one does, one's right over there. Or, but Avada, the official hero is one should try to get for the Mogen Avraham Zman.
You mean the sort of shlishis, you have it without, you know, without bread, it means it's better. Yeah, I mean, if you would take the later Zman, you might get a third.
But that's the shalik. If you're running between the Zman and which one's the better of the two, it's a hard thing. It's hard zach to be machir. Whatever a person does is right, but a person zich has to have in mind that's ongenum in Klal Yisrael for the first Zman. That's the official accepted hero in Klal Yisrael. But again, to Suda, what have in the Suda on the first day? Also, we managed to get through it over there. What is one supposed to have in the Suda on the two Sudas which one has early on in the morning? Avada in the afternoon, one has to have Shashudas, and the Ike Shashudas Midinit the Shulchan Aruch is Acha Mincha Gedeila, and therefore in the afternoon one should have either Peres or Lechatchila, possibly Dogim. That should be an official Suda which one can't have Matzah with, because it's their Pesach in the afternoon. But in the morning, what are those Sudas supposed to be? Do you just have Matzah by itself? Do you have Matzah together with something else? So in the Nusah, Challah by itself, or challah together with something else. Number one. Number two, does one have chamim or does one not have chamim? So we said that any person having chamim with befrat in Shabbos morning where a person's in a rush and he's got fillings and he's going to have chambim and he's going to have chomets in his mouth and he's going to have hot at the same time, it's posh not kedai to have chambim and zamat because of the problem of a person's fillings, and therefore it's not kedai to have it. However, the Chazanish in his Nusach, which he wrote in Tavshin Yud, which is Megiyat, Er Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, Chazanish said, wrote for his Mishpacha, they should have challah in the first meal, challah together with Gvina and some Milchiger foods to have over there. Now, the truth is that Chazanish used to have that every Shabbos, because Chazanish, because of his diet, he couldn't have hot, and that was his Shabbos morning meal every week. So to say that the Chazanish wasn't Makbet to have the chamim in the morning, where they say the chaznish wasn't makbet, that should have boss of a dog, it isn't true, because the chaznish always had his Shabbos morning meals that way around. However, the chaznish does say in the second meal you have in the afternoon, you should have chamim. The chaznish was medakdik to have chamim, and akaparim the roh of his mishpacha was to have chamim in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. In Shulchan Aruch says that one tries to have chamim, the Shabur brings down the Lashon of the Palamoy, maybe in the Pesach, but in the Shabbos, that a very sharp lotion of a person who's mezalzel in the Indian of chamim and Shabbos. Chamim and Shabbos is a chelik of the Oinik Shabbos, and a person must try and have and gabat mono on a Shabbos to make sure you have chamim. Shulchan Aruch says to make sure you have the chamim. Shabbos brings down Balamoy, that chamim and Shabbos is a greater Indian. Whether the chamim is in the night or chamim is also on the day, that chelik is not klar. When it doesn't have to have chamim,
well.
So you can have it in the middle of the afternoon. The svara says one should also have it in the first morning in the meal, because that's the ikum meal. The ikum meal is really of covered is the morning meal. This year, when it comes to Erev Pesach, usually one shouldn't suffice by having chamim or shashudas. One should have the chamim in the morning. Mishabur doesn't say anything about having chamim ever on Shabbos day. Mishabur says in that tomorrow on Shabbos about having chamim. Mishabur says, and that's the minik. Now, the minik in Kanad Yisrael is that one has chamim both at night and in the day. In this year, a person has to use his chacham if he's going to run and he's going to run problems with chomets over here. The chamim, the chaznish does say to have chamim in the afternoon is also an etzah to have chamim in the afternoon rather than the morning. In the morning meal, yes, it's the ikyam meal of Shabbos. One should try and have something besides just for the challah and benching, whether it's a bit of fish or whether it's a bit of meat. At the end of the day, that's the main suda of Shabbos. And suda Shabbos has two meals, one at the night, one in the day, and the third one because of oinig. And the first morning, that is the main meal of kovod. And kovod, if a person just has a bulk and he benches, the mizyetzi is chiyuv. But if a person does have the time or manages to work out his time, that he's got something more than just a bulk and a bench and going out for a walk, rather that's the lechatchila, because that's the main suda sayoyim, is that meal in the morning.
Does chamin include a drink? Is it hot? Is it chamin with a hot drink?
Pardon?
Chamin with it? You use it with a hot drink?
Could be it's chamin. The pashas, the chamin is not with a hot drink. Chamin is chelik of the suda. The suda is of the chamin. Is the chelik of the suda. That's the lechatchila that you find in the chamin.
You wash your mouth out after the challah, you can have chamin.
You could have chamin over there, but a person has challah, and he's got a bit of crumbs left inside his mouth over there, and then he has chamin straight afterwards over there, and he's got chamin over there, and then he's got a bit. Yeah, and the meal's short enough, his person's quite rushed to go and rinse out my. If he can, then avada, he's got the time to do it, then it's a chesed. But the person has to work out, way out, whether he's going to run into problems of chomets or whether it's kedai to leave the chamin for later on in the afternoon. Move across to Dinei, the Alochis, which are Negea, to Leila Seder. But just one more point. A lot of people have called up with Shilas on Agola. When I says, the Rebbe says in Mishabura says, it's not Kedai to Kasha unless there's the Lashon Mishabura mentioned last time was, unless there's a Benteri over there. Benteri means Mishabura, because Agola is Simitophon on Aleph, Tophon on Base, because Agola is a very, very sure seat. It's Pasha no Kedai. There's places in town that offer Agola, the Halochas, when a person has to do it, they have to kasha the Alta Kedai first, he did 60 times. Kenegid it, most bowls don't have 60 times. Kenegid the thing you're covering, kashing inside it. There has to be a Chatchila, that it's boiling, it's Pasha. There are other options. The person's hard up, then he does the B'dievet. In the case of a person has the Chatchila way of doing it, then the person must try the Chatchila to do the Agola in a place where there's official. They've got facilities to be able to do it in the best way. In Dine Pesach, in Hilchas Leila Seder, there's Asach Zachen, and it's a mitzvah which a person does once off in the year. Rabbi Leib asks, somebody asks Rabbi Leib how the best way to instill in one's child the lichtige agosha, the vigato, the vincho, the mitzvah of the leila seder. Rabbanit says there's no remedy for it. If a person's holding the bay and a person left the seder, as if Aidach left the seder, the leila, that feeling gets conveyed across to one's children. If a person handles the bay, as much as you talk about it, they don't have the link that you have to your parents, as if Aidach and Vaita, that's missing, that's an action. The person can't replace it by just saying it. A man schleppt the Leila Seder, the Peleye, it says, if a person, before he comes to Leila Seder, goes through what the Leila Seder is, and is mashish within himself, says the Peleye, it says, Ava to the Benish Leilam, his chibet to the, what's the tachris of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is, then that way he goes across to one's children. Rashi says, Vigata Ravincha, a chelik of the sifri of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is, to tell one's child not only what happened, and not only to illustrate what happened over there, not to say, as the tachris of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is a person's meshabed himself. And the Farshim say, Yesh Rashi says, that's the Vigata Ravincha, Bavu Zeh, that was the tachris of the Kibbutz Mitzvahs, a person has to read it ois in Bashas, the sifri of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that that's the tachris. Lots of times we go through the Leila Seder, and one talks about all the nisim that happened, but one doesn't say the tachlis, why the Benishim did all these nisim, is in order to Mishab himself to the Benish Leilam, according to Rashi, it could be felt in the midst of Sipet Sies Mitzrayim. The Chayim, the Mepharshim say, the Chayim and others, that yes, the Benish Leilam was May, Mishab Sies Mitzrayim, that was Laila, Chayim Yoy, it was night, the whole night, it's one of the Zachim which a person has to mention, Mishab Sipet Sies Mitzrayim. A Chilik of the Agoda is to mention the nest that was night for Klal Yisrael right the way through, that went out of Mitzrayim. But if a person not, he's also lacking in one of the zachen that a person should mention, Bishah Sipitzis Mitzrayim. And second night, the first night, the Pesach this year, so Dina Achonis, a person has to be careful about the person's not allowed to do anything, Miboy Joim, and the Noshim should say, Baruch Hamadol, Mekodesh L'choy. The Noshim are saying this year, Mekodesh L'kodesh, sorry, yeah. Mekodesh L'kodesh. This year, Hayois, it's they're doing the Shechayonu. Balaila, so already it's much easier that they should have the Shechayonu to go on the Mitzvah Salaila. Usually, those ladies that night, when it's still daytime, and therefore when they've got a problem, that the Shechayonu, they said, B'shas, Yom Tov entered, wasn't a time where you could be Mekayim the Mitzvahs yet of Abakoisis and Al-Tipitis and Shram, but other Zachen that trailer Dafke Balaila, and therefore was a problem, the Shechayonu, they needed to have a Shechayonu, the Mitzvah Salaila, and they had to be Yetziv through the husband in Kiddush. Now when they do it Balaila, it's already the Zman HaMitzvah, and therefore the Shechayonu, the Yetziv with that Shechayonu that they say, B'shas Adlokis Aneiris. Because Yosef and...
Does that mean you should tell the ladies?
Usually should have in mind. Usually should answer Omen according to Ray Post, and answer Omen also on the Shechayon of the husband because they need it for the Mitzvah Salaida.
No, but you think this time you don't need to be mechavan.
This time, Pasha, they don't need to be mechavan.
So they need to think about what they're lighting.
It's a big shiloh where they have to think about it. It's a very big point. The Vicky Yosef says, I think the Kavachan also says, that every year, the person says Kiddush, a person should have in mind that all the Mitzvahs are Laila, Bashasi says the Shechayonu. Ravozna says, and others say, should announce it before the Leila Seder, they should have it in mind. There's not going to be time for it tonight, but Pashas, Mishabuah doesn't bring it down. Mishabuah only brings it down in Ilchas Purim, and Mishabuah doesn't bring it down in Ilchas Pesach. And it's much more the Mishabuah, one doesn't have to have it in mind, because when a person says Kiddush by Laila, and those are mitzvahs become, because of the Laila, by being Mekadosh Laila, all the mitzvahs are Laila automatically Nechlan, and therefore a person doesn't need to make a separate Shechayonu. It's only by Purim and these things where there's all separate mitzvahs. I make my Shechayonu in the Megillah, and I've got a different mitzvah over there of Matanas Levyenim, a different mitzvah in the day. So I made the mitzvah in the case of Megillah in order that it should work for the other mitzvahs. Ayyim, Shlech Monos, Penis of Yenim, you have to have that in mind. By here, we're making the Kiddush on the Yom Tov, and this is all part of the mitzvahs are Laila. Pasha says one doesn't have to have in mind. But yes, the Allah of Poskim says it's Kedai to announce it. So if a person does announce before Kiddush, that a person, the Shechayonu, should have in mind Mitzvah Salaila, it's probably recommended because the Allah of Poskim says that one should do it. Dini HaSeba is a Zach which is Ma'akiv Be'etzem by Achilles Matzah. A person has to metactically has his HaSeba by Kiddush. We paskin that Hayos, the last two koises, we're not allowed to drink between the two koises, that if a person had it without a saber, he doesn't really drink. And the Mishabura says that nowadays that we don't drink between the first two koises, also if a person did it without a saber, he doesn't really drink the koises, unless he had it in mind beforehand, he's going to be able to drink between the koises. Otherwise, one doesn't drink. If a person did it without a seba, then he's not, doesn't redrink the kohes in order to mekam the mitzvah of a seba. However, from the mitzvahs as I mentioned, mekams had to do their seba. To get it right for a seba is quite complicated. The Bi'alocha says that if a person is a lefty and Mabela is doing a seba the same as everybody else on his left side, every person is doing a seba towards the left. But a person's a lefty, he can't hold the matzah the usual way they hold the matzah, his kois, in his left hand, because he's doing a seba on his left hand. And the Bi'alocha says, there's no way, Bi'alocha says, after they kach, that a person who doesn't have, le'alim, doesn't got a right arm, says the Bi'alocha, he can't do a seba b'chlal, because he won't be able to do a seba, because he hasn't got a right arm in order to hold his kois and hold his matzah. Which you see that the Mishabura held, that the way a person does his seba is so much so that he's not able to hold anything in his left arm. If he was able to hold the kois in his left arm, was matzah in his left arm, so the Mishabura wouldn't say, because a person doesn't have an arm, he shouldn't be able to do it. That means he's completely over to the side, either say to 45 degrees, whatever it is, he's in a way that's not shaykh for him to be able to hold the kois. That's leikuva, the way one does a seba. Lots of people turn around the back of their chairs in order to do a seba. If the back of the chair is high, then one hasn't done anything by turning around the back of the chair. A seba means that you're leaning comfortably onto something. The fact that your shoulder's leaning on top of and you're tilted your head, that's not a kiyum of a seba b'chlal. A seba, in the way it was in the days of Chazal, that was the ufun amuda, that a person sat in the malchus dik away. If a person has his chair and he's tilted his head, that's not a seba. A seba is the whole goof. It's leaning over onto something. So either if a person has a lower chair and he tells his chair around, or if a person has a table, the way Mishabura says, you lean onto the table, you've got a chair without any arms, you lean on the table. Rabbi Yashiv said, you've got the high tables that some people have, and they lean over there. It's also, they're just tilting on the side, holding the coast over there. That's not just keep from the seba b'chlal. Depends on the height and what the table is, to whether or not a person can lean on the table to do as a seba. But a seba is a comfortable way of drinking and be mekayim the shtia in such a oifen. And the person is completely locked in, and he's doing it at a tilt b'shas he drinks it.
So what should the itter do?
Pardon?
So what should the itter do?
And itter has hold in his right hand. Shetna loch has hold in his right hand. But if he doesn't have a right hand, and he should drink without a seba, because it won't be a kiyum of a seba, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Everybody has to hold it in his right hand, and you can't hold it. No way of holding it in your right hand that a person should do is a seba b'chilal. The Shulchan Aruch state in the Ramah, that b'shas, the suda, everything a person should do in a seba, because you add towards the derech eres. However, says Rabbi Yashiv, says others, that's only in the days of Chazal, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, that the derech was to do a seba. Nowadays, a person feels more comfortable to eat without a seba than to do a seba. When we're doing a seba, it's the zeicha to the cheiros, because that's considered the oifen of doing your cheiros. But to say that you feel comfortable and enjoy your achila, when you do that way around, I think we'd all feel easier, more comfortable, and maybe even more the cheiros if you sit up straight, rather than trying to balance the kois and the matzah on the tilt. And therefore, we feel a state in Chazala, that's the mitzvah, and the person does it over there. But the extra that says in the Ramah that the whole achila of the Suda should be b'haseba, says Rabbi Yashiv, says others, nowadays, that doesn't apply, because that's not considered the derech achila to do it that way around.
The times of the Ramah still did it.
Yeah, that's what Ramah's talking about. But nowadays, we don't, when they used to sit on the floor and the Sfadish and Medinas until recent over the entertainment, that was the way of Chinas. And it was automatically, but they went on high chairs, and that was the Gemara says in Brochus, when two people onto each other, you kneel onto each other, that was the open of a Seba. But nowadays it's a different world, and most people aren't eating that way around, and therefore people, it's not considered the normal derech. It's only the Kazesim, and it's only the Yain that person's Mekam the Mitzvah, but more than that, a person shouldn't, no need to upon him to be Mahada to do by a Seba. The Chofetz Chaim, Sof Yomov, he was an old man. The Chofetz Chaim felt it was difficult for him to do the whole achila with the swallowing the seba. The Chofetz Chaim chewed it before he did the seba, and the swallowing he did by a seba. It's a big shaila which stage the shiurim of Kedachim is pressed, whether one measures it from when one puts it in one's mouth, or where they start, from when you start swallowing the first bit, from then, the two kizayim have to be to Kedachim is pressed. It's a big shaila in the poskim over there. Avada, a person, the chatchila, has to do his le'isa, which is the chewing part of it, and the swallowing part of it, the blia, all by a saber. But if a person has a choice which one he should do, then the swallowing is the more important part to be by a saber. V'chein, a person takes a big shear of a kezayis. We'll get soon to what the shiurim are, but a person takes a big shear of the kezayis, and he's there, he's dealing the whole time, whilst he's busy chewing it, and then the last swallow he does is when he's up, straight already, that's when he's learning of it. He's missed the saber. The saber is metchila vatsof. Or akaponim the sof. The zman apliya not chelik should be be saber. The kois lechatchila a person has to drink the whole kois. A person takes a revius. If a person has roiv of revius, then he's got a kiyum of mle lugmov. Lechatchila one tries to have the full revius. The Rabban holds that if a person has a bigger kois, then the kiyum lechatchila goes on whatever kois one has. So it comes out, if a person takes a larger kois, he's not, sometimes he thinks he's getting a bigger shear in a larger kois, he may be running into other chesroinus, because taking a larger kois, he's not drinking the whole kois. A person should try and get himself the kois, which is either he's going to drink the whole kois, or should get the kois that is the fee, the shia, and therefore mamela a smaller kois rather than, and drink the whole kois rather than have a bigger kois and only have roiv of that kois. The Bach says that if a person can't have the whole shia, rather he should fill up his kois, not the way till the top, all the way till the top, and drink the whole kois rather than filling it to the kois and only drinking roiv of that kois. So if a person does have a larger kois, he also needs to know that maybe don't fill it up till the top, because the mechatchila dikya din of drinking everything that's in the kois, that overrides other milas. That overrides when you get to the top, and that overrides the if you've got a bigger shia or a smaller shia. If a person is trying to get always the chatchila, work it out, that whatever he's going to have, he's going to end up having rev the kois. Don't let rev the kois, the whole kois. What a person needs to have for Leila Seda is also a big controversy in the Paskim, which wines a person should have. The Chaznish, Kiyidua held that a person is Yetzer with Mitzah Novim with grape juice. Chaznish held that Mitzah Novim is a kiyum of wine, and the person's Yetzer not only for the whole year round is Kiddush, even on Leila Seda, a person's Yetzer with it. The stipler was a shvaga of the Chaznish, and everything he did in his household was completely alpi the Chaznish. Everything he didn't move without the Chaznish. The things he did do, but prior to knowing what the Chaznish held, he then changed, because after he knew what the Chaznish's opinion of it was. Nevertheless, when it came to drinking wine, Chaznish, in his later years, and it was hard, he would have the tactic to have the whole kois, yayin, not roiv kois, the whole kois he made with yayin without mixing it together. The stipler. I mean to say that even the stipler, everything was the Chaznish, understood there was a shikla chiddush for the Chaznish's opinion of bin Yetza Leil Seda together with mitzanovim, with grape juice rather than wine. Midach Yisa, even the Biskarov and others, when it was hard for them, they held that the person can be Yetza with grape juice. Rabbi Yashiv, others say over Shurim, I remember him from Yitzhak and one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Yashiv held that it should be a third of the kois needs to be wine. Not clear that Rabbi Yashiv held that has to be a third wine and two thirds grape juice. The main thing by Rabbi Yashiv was that it should have a tam yain. A person has wine and mixes it together with grape juice, and you don't have any tam yain bechlal, then it's grape juice, and then spelled in the cheres. If a person has yain, a person feels that it's a bit lot, just a normal grape juice over there, then he's done, according to Rabbi Yashiv and others, a kiyum of having yain in his wine. So a person doesn't have to get the strongest wine. Nowadays there's plenty of wines, which is 5%. If a person can fill up his kois from the 5% wine, rather than having a full kois of wine, or half wine and half grape juice, avada, that would be the chassidic way of doing things. If a person can't do it, then a person should try and have as much wine in the grape juice that he can still be tame it. And if a person can't do that either, then there are many gdolim or held that a person who has that's only with grape juice is also Makayim the Mitzvah.
The Machmir for ladies the same?
Also, it depends on kind of fee, what she's able to do. If she means she's going to sleep right the way through, she won't be Makayim the Mitzvah of Leila Seder. Kuro, one of the Mitzrayim Kuro, then it's not Kedai. Yes, on Milismoich, on Chazanish and others, well, that person can do it. That way around. That person has to weigh out the pros and the cons. But Lechatchila, one should try, there should be a Tam Yain. Besides, for the grape juice itself, should also be a Tam Yain there.
Besides, our ancestors, many of them didn't have wine at all, they made grape juice. Many countries didn't have wine.
The grape juice at that Amol wasn't pasteurized, and therefore wasn't in a way that wasn't able to turn into wine at all. And the ones that we have nowadays have all been boiled, I think, and the shaila is whether it's something that can't turn into wine, but it's still got a shem yain on it. Besides, for the let's say,
are you saying it's better to have 5% wine rather than a normal, let's say, 12% to the wine with a mix of grape?
Yes, I've had. A person can have a 5% wine, weaker wine, if he has that all the way, the 5% wine.
No,
I'm not talking about Yankal. I'm talking about Emerson wine. Yankal, the one buys on the market, there's some Yankals which are just wine and grape juice mixed together. A lot of the Israeli ones are Yankal mixed together, so instead of you doing it, you just bought the bottle of wine. There's no patent, there's nothing involved with it, there's no chokhm involved. The real Yankal is made with in a weaker way, and it's not mixed together with grape juice. That's a chachil. If a person wants to buy the chachilah dicker wine, he buys a batanura wine or these sort of wines which are don't have more than 5% or 7%, or a weaker wine, or yain kal, which is a real yain kal. Pardon? Fizzy wine is fizzy wine, Ashram of the gross ones and others, there's no chisom bechlal in fizzy wine. Fizzy wine is a normal wine, the fact that there's fizz added inside it doesn't make any chisom in the wine. I asked quite a few Tamil Chomim and Echelon about it, and everybody was like, no, the shmurs are pushing people to say that it's a problem over there. Somebody told me for Shem Rabosha, that he said it was a problem, but not clear whether it was on the fizzy wine. Others say that it was the sparkling grape juices. And over there, he said to make a shahakel, bechlal, because it was more peach taste rather than the wine over there. So I don't know how much was bothered him, the peach part of it, and how much disturbed him, the sparkling part of it. But the Gdolei HaPoskim hold that one has wine, sparkling wine, if it's a better, a normal mashka of yain, the fact that it's sparkling doesn't make a chesaron towards the yain. Yeah.
From
Mr. Joel Klein?
Yeah.
On what? That you can't sell on sparkling wine?
On sparkling with the peach.
It's an undersack. The peach has got a tam of peach. But how much care to many person that said on the yain itself, a normal wine, I think about the newer wine, that the sparkling wine over there, should be a problem. You have another grape juice. The grape juice is another nice serve. It's got a different taste.
The flavors.
The chatchila, from when one starts, the kut of the bialocha, from when one starts the chilas matzah, till one finishes, till the kerech, ledasa bialocha, a person should try not to be mafsik. Mafsik doesn't mean he doesn't talk to the children and tell them that what we're doing over here, and this is, I'm going to divide it out, but the normal way, one shouldn't try to be mafsik in the middle of a brocha, any zaitik yuzach that doesn't come in to what one's doing in Leila Seder, mibein ha chilas brocha, that person makes an achilas matzah, to the brocha, the first till the koyach, when you're trying to chachila, not to speak. The shia of kedei achilas pras and the shia for matzahs, azachum which b'meshech the doyus, azachum which is zeh nish klo. It comes to Leila Seder, we've got members 7 kezeisim. If a person wants to do kedin, or take all the most kezeisim a person will have, he's landed with 2 kezeisim. He's got the beginning, the first 2 kezeisim of alachilas, when he makes hamoitzi. And Achilas Matzah. He's got another Kezayis, they're standing later on together for the Kerech, and it's coming to the end when it comes to Afakim and another 2 Kezayisim. And that's besides the 2 Kezayisim of Mori. It's got Kezayis of Mori, which has it by itself, and the Kezayis that comes in the Kerech. So the person takes all these 7 Kezayisim and is medactic on each one to the larger Shia, then besides the fact there's no room for Shulchan Aruch in the middle, but there's also the Afikoman that he has at the end, which the Bura says if a person's too full, he's not yet to the mitzvah b'chlal. It has to be, can't be an Achilas Gasa, a person can't be Nimas from the Achila. Has to be that he's hungry, not that he's hungry. If he's hungry, you're not yet to with it. If a person has to be that he's full, but not that he doesn't want to eat anymore. So a person has to work out the Shurim in a way that he makes sure he's Makan the mitzvah, and nevertheless, he's not doing it in a way that, because he has too big a Shia, he's not going to be kind, the Afikoman when it comes towards the end. The beginning of the meal is a shayla in Rishonim, when a person makes halachilas matzah and the person makes hamoitzi lechman oetz, which one, the hamoitzi goes on, which one the halachilas matzah goes on? Does the hamoitzi go on the shalem and the halachilas matzah goes on the prusa in the middle? Or do we say, shitzamotche is, that the halachilas matzah goes on the shalem and the yis leil seder, because of lechem oini, therefore mameli mekam the lechem mishnah with the prusa in the middle? So we have a machlekes, which way, where's the hamoitzi and where's the achilas matzah? And yes, we're not sure which one is the hamoitzi, which one is the achilas matzah. And we always want to have lechatchila a kezayis from the lechem mishnah. And because we make a nusach habrocha of achilas matzah, achila is also mashma kezayis. That we want to have a kezayis from the brocha that we said on achilas matzah. Therefore, when we come to leil seder and we make an hamoitzi and achilas matzah, we have two kezayis. That's the reason that the Rosh gives for it, and the Be'alocha is very stark, matmiya on it, that Asach Kashis and Mashmos Advarim is that it should be good enough with one. However, in Shechon Aruch state, the person has Lechatchila two Kizesim. Now, these two Kizesim that a person should have, number one, it's not clear who needs to have those two Kizesim. If the reason why you're having two Kizesim is only because you said Alachilas Matzah, so perhaps only the person, the Baal HaSeder, who makes Alachilas Matzah, he needs to have two Kizesim. But if the Baal HaSeder makes Alachilas Matzah and his Moitzi, his Bnei Bayis, he's got the coin in front of him, he's got three matzahs over there, he makes the two brochas on the matzahs and he divides it out to his family, so why do they need to have two Kizesim? They didn't make Alachilas Matzah, they're Yoitzah from his Alachilas Matzah that he said, and the problem was that the Nusach of Alachilas Matzah is Mashma Ahol Kizayis. A Shemeh Koin of an Achilas Matzah is good enough that they have a Kezayis wherever they're having it. They don't, Achilas Matzah is for the Mavorich, not for any person who's Yotzer from a Brocha that they need to have a full Kezayis. Therefore, comes on Gabriel Yashiv, comes on Gabriel Shem Zalman, and they both say that if a person makes a Brocha al Achilas Matzah and his Moitzah is B'nai Bayis, the Kepeda of having two, which is already a Chiddush to be Makbet after Kezayisim, is only for the Baal HaSeder. That Kepeda doesn't go on the Bnei Abayis. So we've already made it a shtickle easier that even if a person is going to give out two kizayim to his Bnei Abayis, Abba, one has to know that the main chiyuv of having this mehudah deka two kizayim is only on the Baal HaSeder and not for the rest of his family. Now besides that, Mishnah Bura, there's always two shailas in Shurim. Shaila number one is whether we pass in like Tosfos or whether we pass in like Shittas. Shittas Rambam, that the shear of a gezayis is a chatzi beitza, or is it a shlish beitza? Shaila number one. And shaila number two is whether niskan rashurim or not niskan rashurim. And the Mishabura's hachra is, it's not so clear in the Mishabura what he holds of a revozna, the very nice tshuva, is mazbid the Mishabura. Then the Mishabura is machalik between whether a person's making. If it's for the Raisa, then the Mishabura is Machmir, then you should have the bigger Shia, the bigger of both. Then we should take on that the Kezayis is a Chatzi Beitza, and you should take on the Skatna Shurim. So a person wants to have his Matzah, where he's got a problem, one Kezayis of Matzah, or Afikoimon, if we take on it's going to be a Shaila of the Raisa, and there a person has to try and get the bigger Shia for it. Where a person's coming into the Raisas, Kiddush Lil Shabbos is gathered as Kiddush, is Revi, it's a different thing. But when a person comes to the Raisas, the person should try and get the biggest shear, says the Mishabura. When it comes to the Rabbonons, then it depends. But etzem the shear is the smaller shear. But when a person made the brocha of Alachilas Matzah, then, says the Mishabura, benegea to a shlish, one shouldn't rely on. Since the Shulchan Aruch brings down Shittas HaTosfos, that the shear of a kezayis is a chatzi beitza as opposed to a shlish beitza, so if a person makes a brocha, and the nusach ha-brocha is al achilas matzah, who is making whichever brocha it is, and the brocha, b'chzamozen, midabonon, needs at least the chalapachas, it should be exais, there a person should only be medactic to make the brocha after he's had the shia of a chatzi beitza, the kezayis a chatzi beitza. So when a person comes to Leil HaSeder, and he's making a drabonon, he's making a brocha, so then, again, if a person's making the brocha himself, al achilas moroi, a person making the brocha al achilas matzah, and he's worried about the Rabbonons, or Al-Achilas Moritz, only Rabbonon Moritz and Rabbonons, he only wants to, no problem with making the brocha, because he listened to somebody else making the brocha, there it's good enough to have the smaller shear. The person who's the Baal HaSeder, who makes the brocha, if everybody makes the brocha to themselves, then it's not applicable. This. But if only the Baal HaSeder makes the bracha, and the rest of the family are yates of the bracha from the Baal HaSeder, and the Mora is only the Rabbanon, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can get away with a smaller Shia. Because the Rabbanon, you can always get away with a smaller Shia, and the only problem of making at least, not the Skat Ashurim, but to make it as opposed to a Shlish Beitzah, the Chatzi Beitzah, is only when you make a bracha. If you don't make the bracha, you can get away with a smaller Shia. So, Asha Alkin, when we come to Leil HaSeder, we've got the Gzayis Matzah, we've got one Matzah which is going to be Gzayis Matzah Zederaisa. The Gzayis Matzah Zederaisa, so we've got one Gzayis that we're going to be makbit for the biggest Shia. Because there's one Gzayis which is going to be a Deraisa. Out of the two original Matzahs that a person has, and the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, the person says clearly a person should take two Gzayisim, one Kazayas Mibain Shneem is going to be a Deraisa. I've got one Kazayas I need to have Mideraisa. So one Kazayas I need to have the biggest Shia. The second Kazayas is nothing more than isn't a Deraisa, is a Drabonon, a Maila to have from Yulechem Mishnah, or a Maila to have where Yachilas Matzah was on. Therefore, with the second Kazayas, whichever one it is, second Kazayas can be a smaller Shia. So on the two Zaysim that the Baal HaSeder is making, Baleil HaSeder, one of them has to be the bigger Shia, the second one is good enough, sufficient to be the smaller Shia. The Amori is always going to be good enough to be the smaller Shia. Then when you come to the end of the Seder, the two Kazaysim, again, the reason why we do Afikomen at the end, Rashi, the Rashbam, learned that Yetzir, your main mitzvah, with the Afikomen they do at the end, Asachol, it's not the rice, you look at it only as a drabonon. If a person is going to take one bigger shear for the afikomen, there's got at the end, and that bigger shear will be good enough for two kazesim of the smaller shear, then it's zicha sufficient. The person doesn't have to go over, have much too much at the end, and make two large kazesim when it comes to the end. If it comes two large kazesim at the end, then he's got not an achila of afikomen because it's considered achila gasa. A person, when it comes to the end, is good enough to take one larger shia, and that larger shia will be a kiyum of both kazayis and that person needs his afikomen. So just to sum up, to be a bit clearer, the first kazayis, the person has at the beginning, the two kazayisim. The Baal HaSeder, lachatchila, should have two kazayisim. Those people who are yotze from him, it's good enough they can have one kazayis. The kazayis matzah that person has at the beginning, one kazayis, a person should try, lachatchila, to have the bigger shia. The moroi, and the matzah the person has with the moroi, a person's allowed to have the smaller shia. And when it comes to the end of the afikomen, if a person makes one larger shia, and from that larger shia he's got a kiyum of two of the smaller shiurim, he's also done his kiyum mitzvah for the Leil HaSeder.
You do that also for the first two.
Pardon?
You do that also for the first two.
You could do that for the first two, but not really, because the first two that you're going to do, if the Baal HaSeder is doing it, then it's got, with one so bigger shear is just going to bring, you get one Yodarais and you get nothing for your Darbonon at all. Yeah, but that's Emes Chiev. You're right. But the main Chiev Matzah, the way it's capacity in the Shulchan Aruch, is the first Kizayis you have at the beginning. That is Yodarais and that's your Kiyum. And then you try to get the Yodarais in over there, and then to try to get the extras. And your first kizayis you have, that's your deraisa. You have to have your shia, that your yates, your deraisa at that stage. And anything extra afterwards will be a kim for your drabohan. How you divide up your matzahs is also something that a person has to be aware of in advance. The till of recent, call it to the last 50, 60, 70 years, is very, very little mentioned in the poskim about a person who has a larger Leil HaSeder rather than it's just his immediate family. And you look, the way you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, you've got three matzahs over there, Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. The Levi in the middle is a prusa which is already taking away the larger part for the afikomen. So you have one big matzah, one small matzah, and you're trying to get your whole family in for the two kazesim. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch before Yerushalayim comes along, the two kazesim, you're getting them all in, this one big matzah and this one small matzah you have. How do you fit them into one matzah, one sholem, and one prusa? So there's two etzes in the poskim how to do it. Oh, so some people say you put a few shlemim on top and a few prusas in the middle, and you make hamotzi together with a few shlemim and a few prusas together. That's a kiyum of you've got when you make hamotzi over there. The hamotzi is going to be on the more shlemim at the top and more prusas, and you'll divide. Every person will get excise from one of those two, either the sholem and the prusa, and like this, you made one matzah together with one hamotzi with more prusas and more shleimim on the top. However, says the Rabbi Yashiv and says others, in There's three matzahs one has to have in the Leil HaSeder. I mean, you pile up matzahs, take a whole box, okay, we miss matzahs on top. It's the Kohen of Israel, the three matzahs that we're supposed to have over here. That's the Sholem at the top, the Prus in the middle, and another Sholem at the bottom. You pile on a whole lot over there. That's not just a way to get your Shleimim into Yamotzi. The Surah Sadvarim is, you got the matzah at the top, the matzah in the middle, and the matzah at the bottom. Says Rabbi Yashiv, and say others, the good eitzah to get around it, is that you divide out on your family. You don't have to be the Baal HaSeder, it doesn't have to be the only person who's making his Hamotzi. Person's got his Edim's over there, he's got other people over there, visitors over there. Let every three people divide up. Let them make their own Hamotzi. It doesn't have to be the way we imagine it. It's only the Baal HaSeder that's making his Hamotzi, the Hamotzi the Tzibur. Let him make his Hamotzi for him and his wife, and one person's going to be part of his, and the next person, the next Eber Bar Mitzvah, will be waiting for the next three, and the next Eber waiting for the next three, divide it up. The Chatchiladik, a way of having a kiyum, that every person gets a kezayis from the prusa, it's in the prusa that's in the middle. So you don't need over there, it's not the way the Poskim spoke about it originally, not the way we imagine the Leil HaSeder to look like, but then you've got your kiyum, your way of being Mekayim it. V'chein Nergim already, nowadays, quite a lot of people, that one makes three matzahs, and only those three matzahs, and the three matzahs are divided up, that the Baal HaSeder makes his own, and there's lots of other people making also another mitzvah and another achilas matzah. That's not so clear over there. Then this is a shayla, even when it comes to afikoman, the way we do the afikoman, the lechem she'enim bolav o'enim dvarim habe should really be that afikoman should be there right the way through to lend the seder, till al chalapach, till shulchan aruch, right the way through the agoda. And I have a minigo ilum is that the children start chapping the afikoman right the way towards the beginning. And it's the lechem she'enim bolav o'enim dvarim habe isn't really in the scam. So what's the scam? It's the scam with the matzah that remained over there. I got Mr. Kuntarash and the Ashbam, you need the Lechem She'enim Bolav when you have the Afikoman at the end. I've had the Chatchila way of doing it. If you're making other matzahs over there, it's those matzahs every person should have at the beginning of the Seder, his other matzahs. I've had the Chatchila way to do it is, if you know when you're going to come to Shulchan Aruch, you're going to need more matzahs, then already right at the beginning of the meal, you put other matzahs out on the pan. Right at the beginning of the Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, you already start putting out, every person should have their own three matzahs in front of them, like this. The Lechem She'enim Bolav Habe is there right the way through.
How can you take a little bit of each
matzah,
have no
palate,
you get a bit of
the inside
together with...
That's a great shayla. If a person, the kpeda of the kashmir, the shukhanot, the mashma, that person has... The shayla is, why can't you take a bit and let him be mashlim your from the other matzahs? Why do you have to take your whole kezayis from the matzah that you make over there? The pashas of Shulchan Aruch is mashma that the kezayis one has some lechem mishnah is from the pas that you made your lechem mishnah on. Over here, Balela say the matzah that you made your lechem mishnah on, that's what you're supposed to have the kezayis on. If Shem Zamana has a shtickle theory, wants to say that it doesn't mean that, it just means you take a drop of that with the the commissioner was made on, and you can take the rest from somewhere else. So the pashas of Shulchan Aruch is mashma that if a person makes a commissioner and should divide out his kezayis to everybody, it's the kezayis they make the commissioner from. Therefore, it won't help to take a bit of that kezayis from the made the commissioner, a bit over there, and be mashing the shear from somewhere else.
Impossible.
Pardon?
Someone even has got a few kids
that
he can't have
from
the one last.
Except, I'm talking about lechatchilas. The way the whole Indian of having whole kezayis and lechemishna is lechatchila. If a person has a kezayis not from his lechemishna, is also yetsa with it. If a person takes the achilas matzah, it's a bit from the achilas matzah and takes the rest of the kezayis and somewhere else, is also yetsa with it. It's only because the nusach habrocha lechilas matzah is that the brocha. Of course, if a person can't, but the lechatchila take away. The Shulchan Aruch says you should do it in order to have your kezayis and your lechemishna and your kezayis and your prusa. That when a person has a larger family, the only way to do it is to divide up. Each one makes their own three matzahs. I've brought over here a diagram for the shurim. It's my father was once there by the stipler, and he brought a few matzahs across to the stipler, and he asked the stipler which one of these matzahs would you say is the shear that person has to have for Leil HaSeder. My father has the matzah at home, and I made a copy to size. This is the stipler, and if you make the cheshbon of the chaznish, the shear, on the machine matzah, it comes be'erch to 3/4 of a matzah. The stipler took these matzahs. My father came with a few matzahs, and he took one of them, and he broke off a bit more of it, and he said, be'erch hazoi, this is the shear. And this is the matzah. To give an idea that how over the top we are when it comes to the shiurim, this is lefi the shia, the middah of the chazanish of a machine matzah. This is the mahudadik shia, which the stipul understood according to the chazanish, how much a person should have for his leila seder. For the bigger one, this is for the larger one. This is the one.
Fun? The Baal HaSeder.
No. The Baal HaSeder is going to have this plus another one.
What's the smaller one connected to that?
No. So the smaller shear would come out. If a person would take on the Skatna Ashurim, a person who's a Choyle, which the Bura allows you to be Makel, because the Skatna Ashurim, and you can take on like the Shittas Rambam, it's a Shlish Beit, and not a third. This is how it comes out. This is how much the shear comes out. So the smaller shear, a person's hard up, this exercise, this is a machine matzah. His machine on the hand matzah comes to quite a bit larger. This is if a person's a choyla for the minimum shia, how much you should get away with this. If you see people, if people pile on, you have to remember that the Yishamayim, I once heard from Ephraim Shach, from Shach's son, he described, he went to the Biskarov on Leil HaSeder, he said that Rav Shach finished the Seder quickly and went to see the Biskarov, the way the Biskarov at his Kizaisim. And I'm not going to say of his lotion, but he said, I wouldn't have the matzahs that the Biskarov ate for Benta matzahs, and the way he ate over there, he said, it's Nishkimen for me, those matzahs and those shurim of me. Biskarov's Yeshamayim, I said, the Biskarov, and he came to the Chumas of Pesach, somebody asked the Biskarov, why is he so medactic? When he came to Chumas over there, he said, I don't understand. You go into the ward in the hospital, and you put a mask on and clothing on, everything, you go into the intensive care, you go into these wards. Well, what's enough, Kimina? Why do you have to go in? What if you have to go with so protected over there? What happens? You're going in like every other person. Tertis, because there's something which is called a germ, a chaydak, a bacteria, and the choyla is in a critical situation. You bring in one bacteria over there, and it comes to the choyla over there, then that's it. It'll cost him his life. You have to be extremely careful. So the Biskarov, Chazal say, as chometz, this is the soyish bisa. This is a chiv chorus over here. So if you see a chiv chorus on a shtik chometz, this is a life-threatening situation. If a person's got a drop of chometz, you ask me why am I so careful over here? Because you're talking about a life-threatening situation. Biskarov's Yeshamayim and all his chumras they did over there. Savada, he did the shia matzah on the guest shia over here. We're talking about according to the achrav of the Mishnah Bura, if a person has one matzah which is the biggest shia, which is already geboit a chumra al gabe chumra, it's already geboit on the tzlach of Niskat Nashurim, already geboit on Shitzatesis, that it's a Chatzi Beitze, not a Shlish Beitze. Mishabura allows you, when it comes to Drabonans, to be Mekel, so long you're not making a Brocha. That was the Mishabura's Sachra and the Mishabura's Hadrocha, what a person should do. A person has too much, it comes to the last Kazayas over there, quite the Koyman, says the Mishabura, if you're full over there, you're Pasha, not Yotze, the Mitzvah. And a person has to make it a cheshbon, how he's going to have the lesta seder and the halalas of the raisa, maybe towards the end of the seder over there. There's a kiyume of the raisa, a person has to make it to cheshbonus, how is the best way of him being mekayim his mitzvahs. A person comes home and his marach b'sipetzis mitzrayim, and he misses the zman of chatzos, he may be marach b'sipetzis mitzrayim. Mishabura says he can't make a bracha of achilas matzah after chatzos. The truth is that Stargoy Sakasha on the whole chatzos is printed in the Luach. Rabbi Yanki is over here. I'm not going to have to mention the other side of the chatzos. Obviously, there's a shvesh kasha also, a shayla on the chatzos that we do nowadays. A chatzos that we have nowadays, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said the Moira, Rabbi Shua Leib's Moira, Rabbi Lashev was machmif with that the chatzos that we printed in the Luach is a chatzos that you make a cheshbon from nets over, from says a chovim over to nets, and therefore it should come out according to the cheshbon that the man of Achilles Pesachim came out earlier over there, because Man of Achilles Pesachim was only till Alois HaShachar, and therefore the Chatzos should come out a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes earlier. If a person wants to be medactic on the mitzvahs and the Leila Seder, much bigger area to be medactic is not to have loads and loads of bigger kezesim and run into Yafikom and running late and to be marach in Tzipetzis Mitzrayim. If a person does a Tzipetzis Mitzrayim, they reaches his first kezesim 20 minutes before the Chatzos that's printed in the Luach, and has a normal shia, and his makayim is halal kedin, his makayim is afikayman when it's not too full for him, it doesn't have achilat gasa, his makayim the rotzon chazal and asacha geser or even, than to take two massive kezesim at the beginning and he's going to run into problems later on to Suda. A person comes to a little Seder and he's going to have seven Kizesim. Each one, the larger Shia, he's going to run into a problem. A person has to make the best way of being Mekayim, the way the Torah wanted him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the way the Torah wanted him to Mekayim the Mitzvah, the person, okay, Mamias Matzah, the larger Shia, if you make a Cheshbon of the larger Shia of according to the weight, according to the Mishkan, according to the Chazanish, Kemimias Matzah comes to this. It's a third of a matzah. A third of a Kemimias, which is quite large. It's quite large. But that's the biggest shear. You're talking about, this is a Kemimias Matzah. The kiyum of Chazal, the way the Chaznish makes his biggest chumra over here, according to the Chaznish, this is the biggest shia person will have from a kazai.
My brother.
More is down to the Rabbonon, so Mamela it comes automatically less. The Chaznish happens to be the Chaznish in Shurim, even though we all say the Chaznish was Machmir, Chaznish took on the Shitza Rambam as the Ikka, that the Kibetza was a Shia of a Kizayis was a Shlish Beitza rather than a Chatzi Beitza. What we do is, when we say we're Machmir like the Chaznish, and you take the larger Shia, taking the larger Shia means we're taking the Chaznish, not in the Chaznish's format. You take the Chaznish, the Chayish for the Skat Nashurim, or you take it more than the Chaznish, and you take out that the Shia of a Kizayis is a Chatzi Beitza as opposed to a Shlish Beitza. Remember also the Chaznish with his Chumras also came out Kulas. A person has to not get blown over by think he's doing a Chumras and he loses out another front. So the biggest Shia, Akapolim, the biggest Shia person when it comes to Kemimias Matzah is a Shlish of a Matzah. So a person has to make. So the Bala Seder has more than that. The Bala Seder has that, but for the second one, it doesn't need to have a third. It has a third of a Matzah and then another half of a third for a Shia over there. Half a matzah, yeah. Half a matzah. The person has half a matzah, then he's die by oyster b'mekayim the mitzvah behidura of having done a kezayis, the biggest shia, and the person always in these achen, a person that's matzamtzen. Reb Kveger writes in his chubas, when it comes to shiurim on Leila Seder, it's a mitzvah that a person does once a year, and it's not worse than Reb Kveger. You miss it by a drop, and you're not yet to the mitzvah. A person is not going with the biggest shia, he always has to remember. And well, you miss it by a little bit, and you won't yet to the mitzvah. It's not worth being mitzamtzem. The person has to know what he's aiming for, what is ba'erech, what he's supposed to be doing, and then always adds on a bit more to make sure there hasn't been mitzamtzem. Rukeke says the mitzvah is very sharp for loshen. Rukeke says it's a mitzvah the person does once a year, and the person is too makat, makes it too exact, and then he misses out a drop. He's not, he ends up on a mitzvah. Come on mitzvahs, but Leila Seder, it doesn't do it kiddin. A person has to be, know what the Shia, what he's aiming for, and then do a drop more than that, and then he's going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah being done. And Fashleitzach, that's all the guy with the first night. Yeah, when you come to the second night, don't forget, it's also the Rabbonon. Second night of Pesach is the Rabbonon. And therefore, second night of Pesach, even the main Kizayis that a person's having over there, is also a Rabbonon. And the person comes to second night, when he's got a Kizayis, even the one Kizayis that he has, which is we call is a Deraisa, on the second night is also only a Rabbonon. So still, on the Rabbonon and Yom Tov Shedi, we try to make it, on the Shiurim and these things, it should be the same as the Deraisa. Yeah. But if a person can't, if a person's hard up over there, is to remember, it's not at the price of becoming the Shizunfeld, which Moa says, when the Navaroim came and he put his, went over the Chagura, till Shavuos and all these Zachen, weren't talking about the person who went over the top with the Shiurim, and therefore he became crank from it. and he thinks he's become cranked for a mitzvah. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about a person for the shia that one's supposed to have. A person has to make himself cranked for it. But more than the shia, a person has to know whether it's going to be mahad or it's not mahad. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch, I know it's a hard zach. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch, the ideal way of a person being mekayim the seder is eshens, the afikoyimon is before chatzos. The Avnenezer, everybody quotes the Avnenezer, but what the Asak Shaydes that there is on Avnenezer, the Avnenezer did it as a one-off. It wasn't that Avnenezer did this tonight every year. Once the Avnenezer wasn't well, and he did this tonight. The Avnenezer generally didn't do his tonight. The person wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Chazal, Beidura, the way it's a person should be mekayim his mitzvahs on Leil HaSeder, a person avada l'chol hapochus the first night, should try and aim to get his kizesim within the afikoyimon, within chatzos. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Gon, the Ramah, it comes out that even the dalet kosis a person should do within the shia or before chatzos. So remember what we're doing for. If a person wants to be mekayim the mitzvahs, he does vashleit and chazal. Much better would be to be mitzamtim the shia of a kizais and not have five large kizaisim. And you want to do what's called frum. Frum would be to get your dalet kosis in before chatzos and not to have five large kizaisim and finish 4 o'clock in the morning. That's if you're looking to do what chazal want. The person has to know what his interests are. Avada, a person gives over to his children, and avada, there's the ruach advarim from Leila Seder, and a person has to try and give over what man can. But a person has to know what he's aiming to do. He's trying to do it. That's what Shulchan Aruch, the chatchila is to try as early as possible, whatever person get in. A person shmuzes noch davenen, and he comes over, the Leila Seder starts an hour later because of it, and then finishes the Leila Seder, misses his shiurim. He's not doing what Chazal wanted him to do. He's not doing what the Shulchan Aruch wanted to do. Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah, you come home, the Seder's ready, the matzah's ready, the kosis are ready, the agoda's ready. One starts, and one tries to chaparai and tippet his Mitzrayim in the best oifen. If a person's running late, it's not enough time to go through it now. If a person's running late and he does want to do the tonight of the Avnenezer, the best way to do it is to say that I'm having now some matzah. Whatever the Torah, whatever Chazal wanted, this should be, that's what it should be. If a person speaks out that he wants that this should be for that, for the Mekayim HaMitzvah, and then later on, Oni Alatzah, Tehle Machlekes, Reb Lezden, Reb Akiva, has other problems which Mufashim say about eating afterwards. The best thing is the person shouldn't speak out anything. Take a matzah in his hand and say whatever Chazal wanted, the best way to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, that's the way you should be Mekayim HaMitzvah. Once asked of Shmuel Ezer Shtern, when it comes to the Tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah, when should the person be Mechavan? What's the best way of doing it? He said, yes, the stipler, should the person be mechavan in the first tekiyas, tekiyas dem umut, tekiyas dem yushev, when should the mechavan to be yetzer the mitzvah? He said, the stipler told him, don't be mechavan. As soon as you're mechavan, you're making things worse off. You're mechavan, they should be yetzer the tekiyas, and your tekiyas the first 30, maybe that's the drabon, and the rise is later on. You want the second one, you don't, maybe it's the other way around, maybe the second one is the rise, the first one. Don't be mechavan. Be mechavan, whatever the best should be, that's what should be. Whatever Chazal and the Torah wanted, you should be yetzer with, that's the best. And if a person's running late and doesn't want to do the Tanai of the Avnenezer, you shouldn't say that if this is Matakoyim and it over here has other problems that are associated with it. You should say that whatever Chazal wanted, the best way to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, that's how it should be Mekayim, full stop. If it's this one, if it's the later one, that's how it should be Mekayim HaMitzvah. Shen Shpetz, Takazei Chazayim, Mitz Hashem, Mekayim HaMitzvah, and Mitz Hashem, Mitz Hashem, Rishlaim, Abnuyach, Chazvochem, Rapsochem, Mitz Hashem.
I should make an effort to get to my